You're listening to WWBC 1510 AM 94.7 FM, the Christian voice of Brevard.
You are now tuned in with the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple with Apostle Curtis Watkins. Please stay tuned at the end of the program for more information. Now here is Apostle Curtis J. Watkins.
Well, good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. Guess what? It's about time for your miracle radio broadcast with Apostle Curtis Watkins. We're so excited from being here on this Friday morning. So excited about what God is doing. We trust and pray that your week has been fantastic this far. Praise God. We thank God for you again. Tune into the radio broadcast. It's about time for your miracle. No matter what you're in, no matter what it looks like, it's about time for your miracle because God is still on the throne and he's able to do exceeding above all we think or ask. Just don't give up. Hold fast to your confession. Again, we thank God for you tuning into the radio broadcast. Listen, we want to thank God for our first time just coming in your cars, in your homes. If this is your first time tuning in, we want to thank God for you, those of you that have been tuning into the radio broadcast down through the years. So excited about what God is doing. Listen, we want to give a God bless you shout out to Lady Watkins, my wife, Dr. Evangelist Bonita Watkins. God bless you, our church mothers. Amen. God bless you. Bless your heart, Mother Brown, and to all our evangelists, and to all our prophets. Amen. And to the elders, to those that make up the congregation at the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple. I'm so excited about being here this morning in the radio station. Hallelujah. It is something to behold. Amen. Because we're looking for God to do what? Great things. And I want you to know that he's able. Come on, let's go to the throne of grace. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you now for your grace, your mercy, and your kindness. We thank you, God, for what you're getting ready to do. We thank you now, God, because we know that you can do all, seen above all we think or ask. Look on the ones that's on the other side of the dial. Touch them right now, Father God. Make them whole where they need to be made whole. In the name of Jesus, open up doors. Lord, we thank you for it right now. In Jesus' name. Amen, amen, amen. Listen, again, we are so excited about being here, amen, in the radio station with you this morning. We're so excited about what God is getting ready to do in your lives. It's about time for your miracle. Listen, a couple announcements. Listen, I told you on Monday when we was here on live, amen, I told you Monday, guess what? Somebody need to holler revival, revival, revival. It's coming. Where? To Titusville, Florida. Amen. Where it's going to be held at? At the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple, 1219 South Street, located in the beautiful city of Titusville, Florida, where yours truly is the founding pastor, Apostle Dr. Curtis Watkins. Praise our God. And our revivalist speaker, oh, praise our God, is going to be none other than Pastor Antoine Brown. Praise our God. The 14th through the 18th. You don't want to miss it. It's coming up close. It's time. It's time. We're going to have a good time nightly. Amen. 7 o'clock nightly. Prayer begins. Amen. We go in for and we intercede. Tell somebody that the power for healing and deliverance temple will be in revival. Will be in revival. The 14th through the 18th. Looking to see you again. Listen again. Get excited because we got great things coming up. September. You don't want to miss it. The 16th, the night of royalty. The night of royalty. You need to get some information. You need to get there so you can get the tickets. You need to be there with us. We got speakers. We got a speaker coming in. We got songsters coming in. Amen. Hallelujah. It's going to be something. You don't want to miss it. Get in your gowns, ladies. Oh, gentlemen, get in your tux, and we're going to have a good time. The night of royalty is back. The night of royalty is back, and it's going to be held where? At the great outdoors. You don't want to miss it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We're going to look to see you there. Praise our God. And for more information, you may contact me. Amen. Hallelujah. Some of the members you may see, I'll contact them and they will tell you. You may contact me at Erico 321-576-8249. Praise our God. Gonna look to see you there. Gonna look to see you in the service is awesome. Listen, on Monday, we was talking about the Hall of Fame of Faith. Amen. In your life. And we was talking about holding fast to what God has done. Praise God. In your life. All you got to do is look back over your life and begin to think about what God is doing and begin to know that God can do it. Praise our God for you. No matter what it looks like, all you got to do is look back over your life and begin to decree and declare to the enemy, if God did it then, he'll do it now, because he's not a God that he shall lie, neither a son of man that he shall repent. So he's going to do it. He's going to bring you out by a miracle. Hallelujah. Again, look back on the wall, Hall of Fame of Faith in your life, and see the certificates and see the things that you have achieved through your life, how God has brought you out. Thank you, Lord. You got the trophy in the spirit realm to let the enemy know I stood on the word of God with that situation. You got the plaque. Hallelujah. God brought me through that situation. Praise God. You got the certificate in your spiritual wall. Hallelujah. To let the devil know that guess what? I didn't sway. I didn't fall down. I held fast and hold on to the promises of God. Come on. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah to Jesus. I'm telling you, God can do it. He can bring you out. There's nothing you in that God cannot bring you out of. There's no sickness that you have, that God, disease that you have, that God cannot heal. Praise our God. There's no financial situation that you're in that you got to go under. Hallelujah. God makes ways out of no way, because he's that kind of God. He will bring you out. He will set you free. He will open up doors for you. Yes, he will. He will heal your body because he's a healer. Praise our God. Hallelujah, God. Thank you, Jesus. Again, hallelujah. We were talking about the promises of God and the things that God on Monday, how God has brought you out, which was July the 31st. So now it's August. August. Hallelujah. We're in August the 4th. And now we're talking about it. I promise you on Monday that I will pick back up on Friday with this. Praise our God. The Bible says, again, that Abraham staggered not at the promises of God through unbelief. You can't, when you're going through some stuff, when you are going through some stuff, you got to stand on the word of God. No matter what it looks like, you got to stand on the word of God. Why? Because the word will never fail. Everything is falling down. But the word of God is going to stand forevermore. It's standing forevermore, and you must hold on to the horns of the altar. Why? Because his word cannot lie. His word cannot lie. His word is his bond towards us. His word is his bond towards us, and he keeps his word. One translation says he hastens to his word to perform it. So therefore, now what we have to do, according to the word of God, and we're dealing with this. I told you I was going to come back with this about the Hall of Fame of Faith. Okay. And now it says, in a familiar scripture, Hebrews 11 and 1. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. The evidence of things not seen. Hallelujah. For by it, the elders obtained a good report. Oh my God. Through faith, we understand that the worlds were framed. Oh, my God. Through faith, we understand that the worlds were framed. Come on. Framed. It was framed. You know what a frame does? It holds it together. By the word of God, that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. God did this according to the word of God. God did this. Listen, it says by faith, hallelujah, offered up Abraham, offered up unto God a more excellent sacrifice. It came, which is, what came, Cain. See, what Cain did, hallelujah, he offered up a sacrifice, but it wasn't accepted like that because of what he done or what he's doing. You can't operate in fear. You can't operate in doubt and still say you trust God. Because we see right here, now, when you're operating in faith, like I said Monday, you have what you call the Hall of Fame of faith in your life. You got to look back on that wall, or you got to look back in that room, or wherever you, your meditation room, you got to look back in that, and in your life, and say, wait, I know God brought me through this. I know God brought me through that. I know God can bring me through. He did it then. He'll do it now. Hallelujah. He'll do it now. There's no situation that you're in that God cannot bring you out of. There's no situation that you're going through that God cannot bring you out of. You got to hold fast to your confession. You got to know without a shadow of a doubt that God is able to do it according to the word of God. It's now faith. I've got it now. I'm coming through it now. I'm not trying to get through it. I'm coming through it. I'm coming through this sickness. I've came through it. Come on. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You got to trust God. You got to trust him because he's that same God that moves. He's that same God that heals. He's the same God that opens up doors. Guess what? He don't need help. All he needs you to do is trust him. He don't need your help. He don't need your help. The only help he requires from you is that you allow him to help you. That's all. And you can come through this. You can come through that. Why? Because the God that we serve, the God that we serve, he's able to bring you out. The God that we serve, he's able to bring you through. All you got to do is hold fast. Hold fast to your confession. He's able to do it. He can bring you out. He can bring you through. Just trust him. Trust him when you can't trace him. Trust him when you don't know what to do. Trust him. Praise God. And he'll bring you through. He'll bring you out. Praise God. As I said on Friday, I like that. Just go through your wall, a Hall of Fame of faith. Look back on the things that you have achieved through faith in this walk. Look back and see how he brought you out. Come on. You ain't even got to go back so far. You can go back to Monday. You can go back through the week and look, you overcame that situation. God brought you out. Praise God. You can go back last week. You ain't got to go back years and years. You can go back on last week. Or you can just go back on something that happened a minute ago. How God brought you through that. You got the certificate to prove that God is able and that God can bring you out. I want you to be excited about it. I want you to know that he can do it. You may say, Apostle Dr. Curtis Watkins, I don't know. I'm just coming on board. I'm just coming on radio, tuning into the radio broadcast. I don't know what you're talking about. I want you to know we're talking about faith. We're talking about the Hall of Fame of faith in your life. Hallelujah. You can look back and see how God has brought you out. You can look back and see and count your blessings to see how many times God have healed you. You can count your blessings to see how many times he have opened up doors, made ways out of no ways for you. Because you did what? You held on to the faith. Now faith. Now faith. According to what Hebrews 11:1 says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. God brought me through it. God brought me out of it. And surely if you're in something right now, go back down the Hall of Fame of faith in your life and you'll come out. You'll come out with the victory. You'll come through it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I like the songwriter had said, have you been tried in the fire? And he came back and said, yes. Have you been tried in the fire? You've been tried. Some of us been tried in some fiery times in our lives. But guess what? You have the certificate. You have the trophy spiritually. You have it to prove to the enemy. Hallelujah. I'm more than a conqueror. I came through that. I came through that. God didn't leave me there. God won't leave you in the midst of what you're in. He'll bring you out. He'll bring you out. Hallelujah. What I like about it, I told you on Monday when Jehoshaphat went and quiet to seek the Lord. He told him, he sit himself. He said, you don't need to do nothing. All you just need to do is sit yourself. And the battle is not yours. The battle that you're in right now is not yours. The situations that you're facing, circumstances that you're facing, it's not yours. Just trust God. Look back on the Hall of Fame of Faith in your life and see what God has done. You probably got one certificate up there, or one trophy when it was really rough in your life, and you held on to the promises of God. Hallelujah. Some of you got the plaques. Again, some of you got trophies. Some of you got certificates. And some of you got the medal, gold medal thing you put around your neck. You know, in a natural, when you're in a race, when we were in school, I ran track. Praise God. Ran track. And you get the certificate, or you get a metal piece to go around your neck. Or sometimes you got a trophy, or if you played in sports of football, you get the trophy. Praise God, praise our God. Or if you play basketball, you get a trophy, or you get plaques, or you get So let's take it in the spiritual realm. For every trial, every test that you came through, come on, you got something to prove on your spiritual wall that you came through that. And you will not be defeated in what you're in now. Because you can look back on that. Come on. I was sick, but God healed my body. I got the certificate. I got the trophy. Whatever the case may be, however you want to say it. Or I was going through a financial problem, and it seemed like I wasn't going to come out. But I got the trophy to prove it right here. Glory to God. Oh, this is good to me. I got the evidence of proving it on the spiritual Hall of Fame of Faith in my life. How God brought me out. How God brought me out. How God brought me through it. See, and you be able to tell somebody else that God can do it. Because why? You walk by faith. It was by your faith that you overcame. It was by your faith that you came out of it. It was by your faith that you got healed. It was by your faith that you was made whole. It was by your faith that your family members were delivered and set free. Praise our God. Be of good courage. Hold your head up high. Fight the good fight of faith. Come on. Having done all, stand therefore. Having your loins girded about with truth. Having on the breastplate of righteousness. Hallelujah. Having on the helmet. Come on. A helmet. Having on the shield of faith. Take the sword of faith. Come on. Having your feet shod with the gospel of peace. Come on. Hallelujah. That you may be able to do what? Crush every fiery trial of the enemy, every dot of the enemy. You're overcomers. You can come out, but you got to keep your mind stayed on him. You got to look back on the Hall of Fame of Faith in your life. Come on and see those certificates of what you have already been through and what you have already overcome through out of. You got to look back upon it. Everybody had some rough times in their life. We all, nobody's exempt. We don't have rough times. We don't have times. Guess what? I preached a message one time. Knocked down, but not out. Come on. Hallelujah. While I was down in prayer. While I was down in the word. Speaking, praying, fasting, believing God. But guess what? I got back up. Come on. And listen, I got the certificate. I got the trophies. I got the plaque. Come on, I got the metal piece to go around your neck to prove that the God we serve, he's able to do a scene above all we think or act. He's able to bring you out. He's able to bring you in. Hallelujah, my time is getting close here. You got to bring you out. He's able to bring you in. He's able to bring you out what you're in, and he's able to bring you into something else. Come on, but you got to look back on the Hall of Fame of your life, the Hall of Fame of Faith in your life, and remember, that God has brought you through this, he'll bring you through that. He brought you through that, he'll bring you through this. Remember that the God we serve is nothing too hard for him. He can do it, but he just needs somebody to do what? Believe him, trust him. Amen. Amen. Don't give up on God, because he won't give up on you. Hallelujah. He left me standing here to tell you. He left you standing to tell somebody else. He's able to do it. Hold your head up high. Hold your head up high. Be not weary in well doing. For in due season you shall reap if you faint not. All you got to do is hold on in the midst of what you're in. And guess what? God will bring you out. He'll bring you through. Amen. He's not a God that he shall lie. Not a son of man that he shall repent. Hallelujah. If he said it, it's going to be done. It's going to be done. Be of good courage. Hold your head up high. Hey, my brother, you're driving along on the highway. You're in the truck and you're driving it. God is able to bring you through. Hey, my sister, you may be sitting there. You may be driving also. But I want you to know, God can bring you out. He can bring you out. Hold on to your faith. Because he that will come, shall come. And he will do it. Because guess what? As again, I often say it. I think I said it on Monday. One translation in the word of God says, he hastens to his word to perform it. That means he come quickly. He's in a hurry to hasten, hallelujah, to you to perform his word that he had spoken over you. So guess what? You can't doubt God now. You can't doubt God in the midst of what you're in. You can't doubt God. Hallelujah. He didn't bring you this far. He didn't bring you this far to leave you. He didn't bring you this far. Come on, hallelujah, for you to give up. He didn't bring you this far. But you got to trust it. You got to keep trusting it. When you can't trace it, you got to keep trusting it. When it don't seem like you're coming out, when it don't seem like you're coming through, you got to keep trusting him. Trust in the Lord with that whole heart. And lean not to thine own understanding. And all thy ways, according to the word, in all thy ways, acknowledge him. And guess what? He'll bring you out. You got to keep the faith. Keep the faith. Keep the faith. Hold on to it. Because he's going to bring you out no matter what it looks like. Thank you, Jesus. My time's getting close here. Listen, I want you to be in prayer for the Brown family. Praise our God. Be in prayer for them. Amen. Sister Gloria Brown and the Brown family. Praise our God. In the passing of her sister-in-law. Praise our God. The homegoing service for Sister Lisa Brown will be on Saturday. Praise God. At St. John Church of God in Christ. Right here in Cocoa on Bernard Street at 2:30. We're going to look to see you all there. To throw your arms around this family. Pray that God would take them through her sons. Amen. And brothers. And the whole entire family. We're going to look to see you there. Again, the homegoing service for Sister Lisa Brown will be this Saturday. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. At St. John Church of God in Christ. Right here in the beautiful city of Cocoa. Praise our God. The church is on Bernard Street. We're going to look to see you there again to be there with his family. Praise God. So be of good courage. Again, it's on the 5th, which is Saturday. Tomorrow, we're going to look to see you there. Amen. Be of good courage. Hold your head up high. Again, pray for those that, you know, are in bereavement. Pray for those that are going through in sickness and shedding. And we're going to be praying for them that God would see them through. Again, I just want you to hold up your head and don't look to the left. Don't look to the right. Don't stagger. Don't stagger. As I said, Abraham staggered not at the promises of God through unbelief. You got to hold on to it. He's going to work it out for you. He's going to work it out for you. So, again, be of good courage today. I want you to get into the church this weekend. Church of your choice. Praise our God. Sit up under the word and get a good word down in you. So guess what? Where you're in now, you're coming out. The word that you hear, it will bring you out and it will help you to achieve another trophy, to achieve another plaque, achieve another gold medal around your neck, or something to go on your spiritual hall of fame of faith to let the enemy know you thought I wasn't coming out of it. You thought I wasn't going to come through it, but I came through it, and I got the certificate, the spiritual certificate, to prove to you, come on, that God did it again. Oh, my God, that God did it again. He did it again, no matter what it looked like. He did it again, no matter how the enemy tried to rage. He did it again. He brought me out. Come on. Not only did he bring me out, he kept me in the midst of what I was in. While I was going through it. Come on, y'all. You got to look back on the spiritual hall of fame of faith. No matter what you get in, look back and say, God, you did it then, you'll do it now. You did it then, you'll do it now. And he'll bring you out every time. Keep the faith. Keep the faith, my brother. Keep the faith, my sister. Hold on. Remember that? Remember the songs? Those was quiet songs. Uh-oh. That's just a little sneak preview of what's coming. You got to keep the faith. You got to keep the faith. You got to keep the faith. God bless you. We want to thank God for you again. Tune into the radio broadcast. It's about time for your miracle. Hallelujah. Coming from the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple, 1219 South Street, located right there in the beautiful city of Titusville, Florida, where yours truly is the founding pastor, Dr. Apostle Curtis Watkins. Amen. I'm telling you, God is able to do a seat above all you think or ask. All you got to do is ask him. All you got to do is trust him. Hallelujah. And he'll bring you out. Again, go back down memory lane in the spiritual hall of faith in your life and see all the achievements that you came through, the tests and the trials that you came through. You have the spiritual certificate to prove to the enemy that guess what? Because I'm in this right now, that don't mean I'm not coming out. I held on then, I can hold on now. Come on. I came through that, I can come through this. He brought me through this. He brought me through that. I am grateful to you. Well, here we go again. Just something. He brought you through it. He brought you through it. All you got to do is hold on. Hold on. Amen. He'll bring you out. He'll bring you out. Listen, my time is coming real close here. But I want you to be a good courage. Be a good cheer. Again, get ready for the revival. Revival, revival is coming. It is coming the 14th through the 18th. Again, location, the Power of Faith, Healing and Deliverance Temple, 1219 South Street. Revival is speaker. None other than Pastor Antoine Brown. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Kingdom Builders. Amen. International Kingdom Builders. He's going to be with us. He's going to be with us. My God. We're looking for a high time each night. So guess what? My time is coming gone. I got to get up out of here. Got to get up. Listen, I want you to be of good courage. And just in case you don't know Jesus and the pardon of your sins, all you have to do is believe in your heart, confess with your mouth that God has raised Jesus from the dead, and you shall be saved. I gotta go. See you in the goodbye.
You have been listening to the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple, located at 1219 South Street, Titusville, Florida, 32781. If you would like to contact us or reach us or come to fellowship with us, our morning worship services start at 10 o'clock with corporate prayer. Worship service is at 11 o'clock. An evening service will commence 6 o'clock, corporate prayer, and 7 o'clock p.m. will be our worship service. You're also invited to come and worship with us on Tuesdays, which is our Bible study, our Bible encounter, at 7 o'clock p.m. Also, we have an hour of prayer on Wednesday nights at 7 p.m. and Friday will be our evangelistic services at 7 p.m. You are welcome to come and fellowship with us. You also can send us in prayer requests to P.O. Box 65, Titusville, Florida, 32781. Thank you for tuning in to the Power of Faith, Healing, and Deliverance Temple with Apostle Curtis J. Watkins